Here are today's top stories. Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke was in court today for an evidence hearing. Van Dyke has been charged with murder for the shooting of Laquan McDonald. His lawyers and city lawyers are fighting to keep personal emails out of this case, especially ones from Chicago police officers. The judge doesn't seem to agree and scolded the lawyers that they seem to be at odds with the mayor's move to be more transparent. You know, this is a tough issue. I don't know if I'm okay with personal emails from police officers being public record. I know police officers are paid by taxpayers, yada, 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 but we all seem to have a right to private correspondence in our personal lives. The judge said they made an agreement, but they won't publicly share the results. Hypocrite much? Also, who in their right mind would even want to use email after this last election cycle? And now this. If you got something incriminating to say, even like a racist reply all, you may want to just do that like the forefathers did with trained pigeons, right? I think that's where we're going. Donald Trump's cabinet continues to round into form. Today, Trump picked Andy Pudzker, an executive with the company that owns the fast food chain Carl's Jr. He's going to run, ding, 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 the Department of Labor. So hair nets and heat lamps for all. When asked about his philosophy, Pudzker said, hey, if you can lean, you can clean. Now go mop out the fry machine. Come on. Faster. Faster. American military officials say that ISIS has lost 50,000 fighters over a two-year period, killed in battles in both Syria and Iraq. When hearing this news, Trump tweeted, so many jobs lost. Sad. I'll bring them back. Sad. What are we talking about? Also, it was announced today that Trump is keeping his role as executive producer of the new NBC Celebrity Apprentice. I mean, where else is he going to scout new government talent, right? Supreme Court? Justice Lorenzo Lamas, anyone? The winner of the Celebrity Apprentice, they get to run the Fed. Done. Speaking of the Fed, stocks continue to surge on Wall Street after another record day. Stocks are at the highest level in almost 17 years. Why? Well, some say it may be Trump's signal that he's going to cut regulation and make more business-friendly climates. See, this is how you run the country, Obama. Once you left office, things just started looking up. Oh, wait, he's still in office? You know what? Don't try to trick me with your mumbo-jumbo fake news. He's gone. It was November. Cool? Don't make me barge into your pizzeria. In science news, some are concerned that life expectancy is declining. The average lifespan is now down to 78 years old, which has some concern since it's the lowest numbers in 23 years. Wait, is this a health concern or the beginning of a bad word problem? 23, 78, how fast is the train going in each direction? 60 miles? In other science news, better science news, Mick Jagger had a kid. Yep, the 73-year-old fathered his eighth child. I don't know what's more startling, Jagger having kids or Jagger having sex, right? Just imagine that same face we've seen dancing around stage. Stop me up! No, seriously, stop me up! I need to start up! In Kanye West news, a source close to the Kardashian family, okay, says that Kim Kardashian wants a divorce and full custody of the kids. The source sold that info to Us Weekly, which is what you do when you're either A, making something up, or B, are confided in, making you the worst person in the world. Then another source told Entertainment Tonight that Kim and Kanye are 100% in love more than ever. Hint, listen, Kanye, Kim, don't let the Jags get you down. I'm with you. I'm with you for the long haul. Just tell me all your secrets. Tell me everything you know. And I promise you I will get top dollar for it. We cool? In weather, oh, it's December 8th. The weather mafia is telling us to expect 12 inches of snow in the next week, and temperatures are going to drop to around 0 degrees or negative 600 in the wind chill. I don't know how that works, but something like that. All possible records for this early in December. You got to be kidding me. Come on. Let's all move to Phoenix. Who's with me? Come on. Nobody? In sports, did the Sox do anything today? Come on. I'm addicted to prospects. Rick Hahn, don't take a break. Stay going. Keep going. Trade Frazier, Melky, Abreu, Steve Stone, Kenny Williams. Keep going. The Bears injury report is out, and guard Josh Sitton participated fully in practice, so he should be back in the starting lineup against the Lions. And corner Kyle Fuller didn't play last week, but he is still on the active roster. So what does that mean? Well, according to Coach John Fox, everything's the same and vanilla, vague, vanilla, monotonous, blah, 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 blah. That's a direct quote. Good news for the 11-10 Bulls. They get Doug McDermott back from injury. He's been out for about a month with a concussion. He suits up and he's back in action against the Spurs, who haven't lost on the road this year. Come on, Bulls. Prove to us that you can get up for the big games so we can stomach you getting beat by the small games. Cool? I mean, that's a good deal. Don't you think it's a good deal for fans? Beat Cleveland, lose to Milwaukee. We're okay. Aroldis Chapman signed with the Yankees for a ton of money, so let me get this straight. He signed a contract with the Yankees last year, was traded for a ton of Cubs prospects at the deadline, and then this year he signed for more money with the Yankees? Huh. Baseball. Great. And finally, astronaut and American hero John Glenn died today at the age of 95. Glenn was the first American to orbit the Earth, and I thought I was special for being the first person to finish dinner tonight. Well, that's the carryout for December 8th, 2016. Hey, it's so cold out, we're giving you extra napkins with your order, just in case you need to make a makeshift blanket.